Hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. If you're new to these, we spend roughly 5, 6, sometimes 7 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And our hope is, whether you listen to these first thing in the morning, on your commute, at the gym, whenever, that they would add value to you, that these would be things that could be a source of inspiration, or maybe just a different, maybe a shift in perspective as you launch into your day. Well, today is a simple reminder. It seems obvious, but sometimes the most obvious things are the things that we overlook. So here's the advice today. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk. That advice is for me as well as it is for you and anybody. Don't be a jerk. Here's a great question to think about. Do we extend grace to other people? Isn't that what God wants us to do? God gave us his grace, and now his desire is that we would extend that grace to other people. We know that in our heads, but honestly, sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes we get so focused on ourselves that instead of being gracious, we end up acting like a jerk. We all have those moments where we turn inward. We all have those moments where we become selfish instead of gracious. Think about it. Think about that time that you were in line trying to check out at the grocery store, and it seemed like that checker, that person working at the cash register, was just so slow. See, the self-centered thing is to get frustrated by that and to think, man, they just cost me an extra 5 minutes in my day. Whereas the gracious response might be, I don't know what's going on in that person's life. Maybe they're just trying to hold on to their job. Maybe just 5 minutes ago, they got the worst news of their life. See, am I going to be a jerk or am I going to be gracious? Sometimes it's within our own family. We see someone in our family who's struggling, and we see the struggle they're going through, and we see the drain that it's putting on other people in the family. Do you see them as a drain, or do you see the hopelessness that they have over that desperate situation? Or what about that person on Highway 20, that person that cut you off? Do you see them as Satan incarnate, or do you see them as a person in need of God's love? The thing is, we are all jerks in need of God's love. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Jesus came into this world, to show people grace and to remember all that God has done for us. The ultimate way that God shows us grace is by forgiveness. And the ultimate way he asks us to show grace to other people is by forgiving them. Listen to what Colossians 3 verse 13 says. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who has offended you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. You must forgive others. So listen to that again. You must forgive others. Well, the struggle is, how do we find that strength? How do we find the strength to forgive, especially when we don't feel like we have it in us? The only place I've ever found that kind of strength to forgive is to remember just how much Jesus has forgiven me. See, the more we remember what Jesus has done for us, the more we have strength to forgive others. Clara Barton, the one who founded the Red Cross, was reminded by a friend of a very cruel thing that somebody had done to her years and years ago. Barton acted like she didn't remember, and the friend asked her, "Don't you remember?" And her famous reply was, "No, I distinctly remember forgetting it." So today, what do you need to forget? If you don't forgive, you're not really going to enjoy God's vision for the rest of your life, because unforgiveness will keep you stuck in the past. You need to forgive for your sake, and then you need to get on with your life. Forgiveness is not saying that what somebody did was right or that there shouldn't be consequences for what happened. It just means that you let go of your anger and you let go of the hurt, and you give it to God, your perfect heavenly Father, so that you can move on with God's purpose for your life. When that seems impossible, when you feel like you can't be gracious to someone, just remember one thing, that Jesus forgave you. Remembering the grace of God that he has shown you will give you the strength to be gracious to others and to forgive them and to not be a jerk. Man, I hope you have a great, great day today as you extend God's grace into the lives of others.